The title of the text today is Empowering Human Society Through the Four Mainstays. And so the entire text addresses in a very simple way how the four mainstays are important to the practice of clarity. The process of indestructible clarity identity is summed up in education and empowerment of society, individually and collectively. Education refers to the process of educating oneself and all of society in clarity, the very powerful balanced view. This takes place through the four mainstays of balanced view. The first mainstay is the simple practice of short moments of clarity. This is the key button to press for everyone, the reset button for human society. The second is the written instructions, which radically increase the momentum and power of clarity. Have you noticed that? Clarity, it's on, and you feel fantastic, and then you hear a certain instruction, and wow, clarity is even more expansive and spacious and powerful than you already were convinced that it was. So you see, there's nowhere to go. There's no destination, nothing to get to. So these instructions are very pivotal, very key. Again, everyone receives exactly the instructions needed to empower clarity's beneficial, prosperous, generous qualities and activities. And so you see, every single person in this room has taken part in the written instruction, and so by participating in the initial teachings, the inquiries and the sequences, and other teachings. So there's a standardized teaching that everyone can participate in the whole world to come to understand ourselves as we really are. And then in addition to that, there is the support of the trainers and the community. Every single one of us, we need not only the standardized instruction, we need the personal connection. There will be times that come up where someone with more experience in clarity, so to speak, will be able to support us greatly. They'll be able to share a key point that completely unravels our whole way of being with a certain point of view. So you see, not only the standardized instruction is important, but this personal connection as well, the connectivity. It doesn't matter if we're here in this organization or in another organization. If we want to lead in a powerful way, if we want to lead our team, we need to obtain the consent of everyone on that team to commit to clarity. Otherwise, that team cannot be empowered. If one person on the team has clarity, it'll be empowered a little bit. But it's nothing like having everyone buy in. When the team buys into clarity, it creates a momentum way beyond that of the individual. So you see, the standardized instructions are important, but also this custom connection is really important too. There will always be certain points of view in everyone to which that one is completely blind. And so you see, this custom connection, so to speak, allows clear seeing to open up. And in a safe, comfortable environment. So in an environment where it's really okay to encounter all one's points of view, to really extract the power from them. Doesn't matter where we are, what we're up to. Say we're an environmentalist. That's an area of work that is just totally beautiful and powerful, and one in which many wonderful changes have been created. And so, you know, we need even greater power in the area of environmentalism or in any area of human knowledge. The way to really ramp up that power is to have a clarity team working on that problem or issue, whatever it is. The whole team committed to clarity. We work with teams all over the world like this who are committed to clarity. And how do we do that? We have the power of our own example. We've done it here. We've created a worldwide organization through clarity teaming. And so that's why that map looks the way it does. It's due to the clarity team. It's due to everyone making the commitment to clarity. The trainers are people who support each individual in optimizing the instructions for powerful everyday clarity. And so, you know, maybe when you're introduced to clarity, the afflictive states are just too much, you know, and you just don't know how clarity is going to possibly be continuous in afflictive states. Maybe you've been like that. I know I have been in the past. And so, but what I found is clarity is the only solution. Clarity is extracted from the afflictive states. It isn't anywhere else. And so I found that personally to be a lot of fun. Wow. You know, I can just let it all flow on by. Powerful at the core. There's nothing to do about all the labels. Brilliantly shining from within those labels is an incredible power that I had never learned about, an intelligence I never knew I had. So you see, clarity is self-affirming. It says, no, you don't need to go that way. You don't need to go the way of all the labels describing everything about who you are. You don't need to relate to people that way. You can live a life completely different than anyone else on earth if you want to, and be perfectly fine. And so you see, by the power of clarity, we really unite ourselves. And compassion naturally rises up, not as some kind of thing we have to practice or cultivate. It's the compassion of seeing ourselves as we actually are. Wrathful compassion, where we really see ourselves as we are. So the trainer can help us with that. You know, they might point out things that, wow, we had no idea. You know, and so with all of us, we have certain ways of operating that can be cleared up instantaneously. So I'm just thinking of an example someone mentioned to me last night that. Before they were involved in clarity training, this was a woman, and she didn't even know it, but she felt competitive with other women, competing with other women for the attention of men and or financial security. And she had no idea that she had these points of view. And so you see, a trainer with experience in human living and in confronting afflictive states can be greatly helpful by pointing things out that we never knew had taken control of us. So you see, many times, this was just an example. It doesn't mean it applies to everyone here, but it does apply to many people, even though we may not even realize that we may have been subtly competing with others for financial security or for attention, whatever it might be. So the clarity relationship, it really opens your eyes, you could say, as you can all see. We get to see ourselves as we really are, and we get to take responsibility for ourselves as we are. Using this example I mentioned before, you know, if we're competing with others for money or some kind of attention security where we need their attention and understanding, then we're always going to be limited. We're always going to be limited by those points of view. If we get really jealous and we can't stand it if our partner looks at somebody else or if they spend time with someone else, what is the solution? To control our partner's behavior? To control our own behavior? Well, in clarity, we can let everything be as it is. We can see just how jealous we all are. And so again, jealousy is normalized. We come to terms with it within ourselves, and we mine the power from it. We find that in jealousy, that there's actually a powerful force. It's a powerful force of being able to accomplish whatever we set out to do. That's the power that is naturally extracted from jealousy out of control. And so all these thoughts and feelings that may be withheld from oneself can be normalized by letting them be as they are. Relying on clarity, it doesn't mean sitting in it, getting into it, acting it out in some kind of berserk way. It means relying on clarity, relying on the four mainstays for everything to be as it is. Supporting each other when difficult patches come up. You know, just saying, well, you know, rely on clarity and I'm right here. I'll sit here with you and we'll just be together. And so you see all those red dots on the worldwide map, that they represent the togetherness, the whole field of understanding of exactly what it is you're going through, whatever it might be. These afflictive states are very powerful. Many people, when they come, they say, oh, I'm not jealous. But pretty soon they find out they're jealous, you know, they're to the core, and that it's just been hidden. So you see, these are within the natural range of human experience. All of these thoughts, emotions, sensations, ways of labeling things, they're all within the normal range of human experience. We get to normalize them for the first time. And we get to see how different points of view have controlled our relationship to ourself and our relationship with others. This isn't rocket science. At the same time, it's very bold, very courageous. There's no way to fake clarity. No way at all to fake clarity. And so you see, because it isn't a special state, there's no way to fake it. It's present equally in everything, pervading everything evenly and equally. Yeah, allows everything to open up in a natural way. Everything is spacious and vast and powerful, lively. Filled with a lot of power, filled with a lot of juice. No time frame. No time frame whatsoever. Didn't begin any time and won't end any time. That's what no time frame means. So you see, indestructible is a word that applies to clarity. Indestructible. No matter what happens to you, it is impossible to get out of clarity. Say you blew up. Nothing would happen to clarity. Say a meteor hit the planet Earth and the whole thing, boom, just like that. Gone forever. Nothing would happen to clarity. So you see, this is the indestructible basis. The indestructible basis of all points of view, the powerful view of clarity. Now, if a meteor couldn't blow up clarity, if the whole planet Earth exploded and nothing else would happen to clarity, what does that say about our afflictive states? We will never satisfactorily package our points of view. Get them into a nice little package. Like, think of your favorite candy bar if you have one. It's your favorite candy bar, your package of candy. It's impossible to package points of view in a way that will bring comfort and power. Totally impossible. There will always be more wanting, more unmanageability. The very nature of trying to package identity and points of view is unmanageability. Unmanageability and powerlessness. Unmanageability, powerlessness, and helplessness. That is the very nature of trying to package human identity into points of view. We're much more powerful than limiting identifications. When we get to know ourselves as we are, we relax. We relax completely, and at the same time, we have way more power. We're able to do things we never dreamt of or imagined before. So the trainers are an amazing support, in these afflictive states. Because, you know, we might suffer forever for the rest of our life if we never let someone know us well enough to point something out. Do you see what I mean? But the safety of a clarity relationship with a trainer is a tremendous refuge. It is a totally tremendous refuge and comfort, and one of complete, total safety. And in that relationship, there's enough relaxation to let everything be as it is. We know we're okay no matter what comes up. And the trainer is just someone who has the presence of continuous clarity. There's someone who they've been willing to enter into all their own afflictive states. That's the only reason any trainer can support anyone else. It hasn't been through getting into some kind of high special state that's different from everybody else and then protecting that and pointing out to them how they're wrong. It's by the deep dive into the afflictive states, all the ones that we've wanted to avoid. Greed, anger, pride, lust, envy, gluttony, sloth, whatever it is. The deep dive. Just letting everything be as it is. And so, you know, this isn't really what we've learned at all. We've learned that we're going to be okay if we package all our points of view into a certain identity package and maybe have the paperwork to back it up. But we find that our power and success really isn't in that at all. It's in the deep dive, extracting the power from the afflictive states. The fourth mainstay is the worldwide balanced view community. On all continents, in all local communities, and online, balanced view cultivates powerful community. Within Clarity Community, we see how it works for everyone to rely on the four mainstays to create potent solutions for change, individual and collective. This is the actual empowerment of society from the grassroots. And so everything that you see right here at the Great Freedom Center and that is represented by those dots all over the world, it's all due to you. The duty, the potency of your own clarity, connecting with others in that way to bring it about. Grassroots. The best education we can possibly get right here within ourselves. If we don't have this education, we'll be unable to truly take advantage of any other education we have. Rather than focusing on points of view, we suggest solutions that we ourselves can implement. That's how this whole movement came about. People don't sit around and criticize and complain. Everyone contributes whatever solution they can to making the whole team work, just like you saw up here. You know, I don't even know what's going on. People could be putting rabbit ears behind my head, but everything is flowing together seamlessly. It all works, and it works in a very powerful way. It's not wimpy. We suggest solutions, and then we implement them. No need to suggest a solution without being able to implement it. If you have a solution, then think through what's needed to implement it and talk to someone else, and that's the time to present a solution. Get it into action. For example, if we want a center in our local area, like this beautiful center here, we build it ourselves with the support of other people who will help us. That's how this came about. People connecting together to make this place happen. And this is the same way with Clarity Community. Beauty arises out of that. Harmony. A way to be together that is completely comfortable and at the same time totally powerful. Totally enacting change that really works. Within ourselves and collectively. We take complete responsibility for development of a strong, healthy local community by emphasizing the importance of the four mainstays. The strength of our local community depends on the four mainstays. This is a simple structure that really works to unite people all over the world. At the local community level, each individual has complete responsibility for maintaining the vitality of the community by relying on the four mainstays. You see, if everyone's relying on the four mainstays, there's no point of view that can take over. You know, no bully who can arise to bully everybody else in the group, or no extra loud voices that get to talk about everything while no one else gets to say anything. By the power of the four mainstays, unified, harmonious, flowing community arises that where everyone, no matter who they are, can contribute their strengths, gifts, and talents. This is very important. It is an absolute key. The four mainstays create an indestructible culture of gratitude and respect, which is quite distinct from the way society usually operates. So we have a lot of fantasies, notions about how society can be, and we were right. But when we see it in action, when we actually see it in action, that we are living harmoniously, peacefully, and powerfully together, then that is really convincing. And it all comes from right here within ourselves. First, we allow the community of all our points of view to be in harmony. They flow along effortlessly in a culture of gratitude and respect. That is the culture of clarity, one of gratitude and respect within ourselves. We're not trying to turn anything on or off. Everything allowed to be as it is. From this community of points of view, all at rest within ourselves, we're able to really extend ourselves to others in a beautiful way, to contribute our strengths, gifts, and talents in a very powerful way. Thus, when we enter into the indestructible clarity community, the commitment to the power of community is found in these four mainstays. We utilize the four mainstays to get into action, exhibiting the power of clarity to create revolutionary change in human society. Each community throughout the world elects a group delegate who represents their activities at our annual World Conference. So every year we have a World Conference and people come together representing the concerns of their community. And in this way, everyone is allowed a voice. We have an actual process for allowing the voice of every single person to be heard and to have that enter into the way that the whole organization actually unfolds. This is the meaning of a grassroots organization. It comes up from community, from the heart of human society itself, into reality. It is built from the grassroots of human society by individuals like you and me who together show the world a powerful new human identity, indestructible clarity. These are the four mainstays: clarity, training, the trainer, and the community. And together they form the indestructible vehicle of clarity. Clarity is the perfect family, the indestructible clarity family. Can't be blown up by meteors, or no bad events are going to happen in the clarity family. Clarity maintains and sustains everything, no matter its label. The four mainstays are like four legs of a chair. The chair must have all four legs, otherwise it is of no use. If a chair has less than four legs, it will take a great deal of energy to sit in it, and it will be of no real support. It will be more effort than it is worth to try to sit in the chair. However, when the chair has all four legs, we can rely on it without any effort, without anything needing to be done. The chair is available, and we can count on it. Likewise, in the practice of indestructible clarity, all four mainstays are required for radical empowerment of the individual and for radical empowerment of all of society. When all four mainstays are present, everyone is mutually strong and empowered by clarity. Even though it has taken human society millions of years to get to the point of recognition of clarity, this momentum will quickly take over all of society, and many of us sitting here today will live to see happy, healthy human society. It's really true. Like each drop of rainfall produces the power of mighty rivers, lakes, and oceans, each person who practices clarity creates a powerful, sane human culture. It is up to you and it is up to me Together we are a powerful society. We empower society through clarity. We create a great, indivisible force of clarity.